And their efforts to say no to the U.S. when it comes to hitching a ride into space. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, am I psyched. I'm psyched because we got a lot to unload. We're going to, in fact, take that heavy backpack off and really let it fly. And you're invited to the party as well. Before we get there, as we move in a couple of different directions, talking about what's going to happen in space, it's very odd because, you know, the Apollo mission has always intrigued so many people, and half of the stuff connected to Apollo is actually up for grabs, an auction going on sale on Thursday, online. Do you know what they have from the Apollo 15 Lunar Module Falcon? They've got, I mean, they have unbelievable stuff. When I saw this, I thought, is this the Russians? Are they unloading some artifacts that they have? No. So they have this hand controller that the commander, Dave Scott, used to help him land and pilot on the moon, July 30th, 1971. You know what the starting bid is? $10,000. We cared about going into space. We were captivated by it. Movie makers have pulled us back into it so many times, again and again. Tom Hanks being one of the more brilliant movie makers to suck us right back into the desire to see those moments in time when we were so enthusiastic about space and what was really out there. So you have this Apollo 15 rotational hand controller used by the commander to land the module on the surface of the moon in 71. You have a slew of other things. Little personal pieces, patches, maps, photos, a full spacesuit. A full spacesuit. So we're going to be talking about the past instead of the future if we don't get our act together when it comes to space. And the cooperation that we had, where at least when it came to what we were doing with the International Space Station, we could leave the politics aside. But now, the Russians are smashing that. And this is all over the Ukraine. That used to be sort of the sacred cow. Okay, we've cut that deal, so certainly, we're not going to reel that back in. And I just think it's ironic that all of this cool stuff from Apollo 11 is out there and people are geeked for it. Somebody with a little extra scratch is going to end up with things that were in space that were part of that important mission. And what's going to happen to the future of America's space flight if we're shut down by the Russians? There's one person who has to be excited about it, in a sense. He can't really maybe portray that necessarily, but that is Elon Musk. And why? Because he's the guy who has the rocket to help. He's the guy who can get us probably up there. And that might be what ends up happening next. Boy, things have really thawed. We're going to talk about that coming up with Luke Vargas from the UN, the reaction to the Russians putting their foot down, and did this come directly from Putin, which I, of course, think it did, whether it was a minister or not, and what it actually means, how significant it is to have this happen right now at this point in time. In the meantime, some other things that we're going to talk about include, and we'll do this with Luke as well, is Boko Haram and the frustrations that are starting to really mount after that nasty attack. So you've got young boys that were slaughtered. You have 300 or so girls that were kidnapped. And you have global eyes all over this group that is sort of the poor man's version of Al-Qaeda, but just as deadly. Just as deadly. Hey, and make no mistake, we're also going to lighten the load and talk about exploration. Can you imagine if we found Columbus's Santa Maria? I think when I was a kid, and I really just breathed in history, it was my favorite subject. I love the story of Columbus, who discovered America. How many ships were there? So there's a sunken shipwreck off of Haiti. Is it the long-lost remains of the Santa Maria? Christopher Columbus's boat from the first voyage that sailed to the Americas? They feel pretty confident. The underwater explorer, who's done this for a very long time, really thinks they found it. And they're piecing it together. This is a giant piece of human history. I love what he said. It's the Mount Everest of shipwrecks. It is. If it's confirmed, it's got to be one of the most significant underwater archaeological discoveries ever. Can you imagine being part of that team? So we have exploration underwater. We have exploration in the skies that could be halted. And in between all of that, we have the politics of the day. The back and forth, the war of words. How strong is Hillary? What does Bill Clinton have to say? Wait till you hear. You're going to hear that this hour. He wasn't happy. Of course he defended Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton has a book coming out. Oh, timing is everything when you decide you're going to run for president. And in the meantime, the Democrats can't seem to get their act together. When it comes to Benghazi, what do? They're still uncertain on the panel. Nancy Pelosi needs more time to think about it. Remember, this is a bipartisan panel. And the Democrats said that they would comply, I think. Because now they're kind of saying, well, we didn't really say that. We don't have a decision yet on whether we're going to join this effort and be a bipartisan part of it. We'll see. That means that they're looking at polls and they're strategizing. Does it make any sense? All right, hang with us on the flip side. That conversation with Luke Vargas from the UN. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Of course, houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight, Kate Delaney, with all of you in those nooks and crannies. And I'll tell you what, as we kick things off, it's always fun to chat with Luke Vargas. And, of course, he covers the UN and so much more than that. He's kind of like the Where's Waldo guy of TRN. I mean, he must have, I don't know how many miles, but certainly more than George Clooney had in that movie, Up in the Air. Pretty soon they'll have his name on the side of a plane or something like that. Hey, Luke.
Good evening. You know, just all I can say is that I'm glad I signed up for a credit card that emphasizes travel rewards. You know, it's been a fun few months racking up miles, as you said.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you are actually here in the United States, and I'll tell you, the reaction to what's happened now with Putin say, basically, that's it for the space station. You want us to push it beyond 2020? Nah, I don't think so. And it's really blowback for those sanctions that the U.S. was involved with, along with the European Union. What do you think happens here? I mean, this is really a huge story.
Yeah, let me point out first, it wasn't Vladimir Putin that said this. This was the deputy prime minister. So we've yet to get a confirmation from higher ranks within the Russian circles of power about this. But I think the point is still the same. Technological cooperation between space agencies of the U.S. and Russia has sort of been hallowed ground, even though tensions have sort of been rising between the U.S. and Russia, let's say over the past decade, rather slowly. Things are kind of frigid now. The area of cooperation, particularly on the International Space Station, has been pretty sacred. And it's worth pointing out, as sort of a caveat to these bilateral relations, that the U.S. in many ways does rely on Russia. It's certainly a two-way relationship in that the U.S. Supplies a lot of equipment to the International Space Station. We put our own astronauts up there. But as far as payload delivery capability is concerned, now that the space shuttle is offline, we are relying on Russian rockets launched in Asia to get our own people up there. So Russia does have sort of some leverage here, and I will note, you know, before I get into the emotional argument here, and we do have a great interview that I conducted, I guess to toot my own horn, with a fascinating man who was the NASA launch director in the 70s and 80s, kind of that iconic guy wearing the headset in those kind of Apollo movies. He oversaw some of the great NASA programs and did work with Russia. I will point out that what to, you know, this week's news about a potential end to cooperation between the U.S. and Russia may mean is that private companies like SpaceX, which are already sort of leading the way as far as space technology and rocket technology are concerned, are probably just going to be feeling like the wind is behind their sails. The U.S. is not really in a position to rival the Russians from a government standpoint about getting things into space. So companies like SpaceX, which have been looking to fill that gap, may say, look, you know, maybe it's fine that this NASA-Russian partnership ends in 2020. We'll be there to bring U.S. equipment into space if it's needed. But there is an emotional part here, and that's worth thinking about. You know, we would like to think that space, which cannot be colonized according to a UN treaty, and where, you know, multinational cooperation seems like a really important thing, that may be at stake just because of this current crisis in Ukraine, and that really is a shame for a section of governance over the past few decades that has been quite cooperative when other elements of government relations have not been.
Yeah, well put. And as you were saying there, SpaceX, it's interesting. I'm thinking, if I'm Elon Musk, I was saying this earlier in the day, gee, so sad about the NASA situation, but gee, how perfect for me. I mean, you know, it's true. Because that's exactly right.
Right. They have been celebrating countless technological feats for their own sake in recent years and months. So there's really no doubt in my mind that they will be NASA's savior here. But again, we would not really like to end an area of cooperation, yeah, that's existed like this. And when I talked to George Abbey, he's in his 80s, really a very kind man, and again, who's had so much firsthand experience talking to Russian aeronautical and space officials through the past few decades. He was saying it was just so pleasant that at a time when diplomatic relations were so chilled that he could always count on his Russian counterparts to have his best interest. You know, there were the kind of typical, you know, quarrels about which technology was better. Is your hatch going to be able to attach to the Mir spacecraft? That kind of thing. But he said it was no more than the kind of interagency arguments that he encountered in the U.S., and he always felt like the Russians were good partners here. So we'll see. Hopefully there will be some regime change in the leaders of the Russian space program, and this will not be a permanent end to that relation. But it is a sign of just how chilly things have gotten because of Ukraine.
Yeah, that's exactly what I talked about last night. There's your big red flag, big time. All right, let's move on to this. The Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, now a couple more people in contact with that patient who was traveling and got it. What does the World Health Organization say?
Well, I was on their press call this morning and actually got kind of fiery for medical professionals and medical journalists. There were a lot of journalists, particularly those in China and Hong Kong, saying, sort of calling out the World Health Organization here, saying you may be overly cautious in not declaring this a global public health emergency. And sort of what the World Health Organization said is, we learned a lot during SARS, you know, that outbreak of a few years ago, that you don't want to just cause global panic too quickly. You know, we haven't seen MERS on the front of every Time magazine cover, not that we really look to those for what the biggest story of the day is. But I remember back in SARS, it was leading the news everywhere, even though the death toll and the infection rate wasn't that crazy. So they're trying to not cause any false alarm. But I think what they're worried about in particular is that these are health officials that are getting sick. These are infections that are occurring in hospitals. And the World Health Organization was very critical in this call today about the fact that officials on the Arabian Peninsula just haven't been taking this seriously enough. You'd think that if this is a virus with a, you know, a 30% mortality rate, a potential to be spread around the globe, that these health officials and hospitals, particularly in Saudi Arabia, would know how to go in lockdown to take this seriously. And the fact that the infection is still spreading within that population is sort of a red flag. You know, it's certainly not going to be as easy to clamp down if it spreads too far out of hospitals. So you would hope that the response would have been a little bit stronger so far. So no global scare quite yet, but some notes of caution, certainly, that medical professionals haven't been able to clamp down on this virus as quickly as some people would have hoped.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I just went to a big viral conference with the rock stars, a rock star scientist, really, in Grenada. Ellen Ratner was there. Mm-hmm. She, you know, got me the invite. And as all the people listening to America Tonight know, we talked about some pretty crazy things that were happening. And trust me, they would be all over this. And we were last night, and we will, again, continue to watch that. The other thing is, what about the reaction to the EU court decision on Google and privacy? I know a lot of people were waiting with bated breath to see what was going to happen.
It depends on who you ask. I even had sort of a personal pang last night saying, it is quite interesting that, you know, I could just move on over to a different continent and enjoy very different rights online. Although we did hear from Jimmy Wales today, you know, I've interviewed him a number of times, and I, for the sake of full disclosure, I have been a Wikipedia editor in the past, so I do sort of look to Wikipedia sometimes to set the online agenda, at least as far as sort of these open communities are concerned. And he was saying he expects this to not be on the books too long. He thinks this is really asking Google to do too much. And, you know, it's one of those things. You can't really ask a Google to unbiasedly present the most popular results and at the same time expect them to also handle what could be hundreds of thousands before too long requests to take down even news articles that are proven accurate but that don't portray an individual in a positive light. So you sort of have to have more reasonable expectations about how services like Google manage all their information in the 21st century with so many users wanting to weigh in on what it is they're seeing. So, you know, our second day after this ruling, I would say we're developing sort of a different consensus, one of skepticism about how actually this ruling from the EU Court of Justice is going to go into effect. And I would sort of count myself among those who are, you know, very curious to see how the tech companies will respond and how national courts in Europe and national governments react to this. I don't think the rulings are going to be as iron tight as this EU Court of Justice ruling will be. I think Google still has quite a lot of clout and may be able to wiggle out of full responsibility for handling all these privacy requests.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Luke Vargas, we're up against it. Thanks so much, as always, for your contributions to this show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thinking I'm tired till it's Friday night. The internet has ruined our lives. I've spent 5 hours on this side. Would have had a better time going out tonight.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I got to give him credit, you know, but he did that embodies that old saying that consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. They went to all this trouble to say that she had staged what was a terrible concussion that required 6 months of very serious work to get over. Something she never lowballed with the American people, never tried to pretend didn't happen.
Bill Clinton comes to the rescue, says Hillary was spit on verbally by Karl Rove. And thus we go right into the waters of who's zooming who here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So Rove says Hillary's concussion will be a minor thing in the 2016 race. We talked about that in our previous show, but always the health of anybody who's running or the president is discussed. So he says his words about the concussion were twisted and he didn't think it's going to be a big deal. She chooses to run. He said her health is important as any other topic of any other presidential debate. And when she was on, when he was on Fox, rather, he was on Hannity. He said, do I think she has brain damage? I think she had a traumatic brain episode. She had a concussion and a blood clot. That's serious. Rove says he doesn't think the blood clot near her brain that resulted from the fall in 2012 will be the biggest issue in the campaign. It's just going to be a minor thing. There are bigger issues that dominate the campaign. I would agree with that. The Post headline, though, when this story dropped was huge. Karl Rove, Hillary may have brain damage. Somebody who enjoyed that story was Rupert Murdoch, because for once his paper, which loses millions of dollars, had a banner day. Everybody was reading that paper. I think they sold out every single one in New York. So, but see, this is typical. The quote inside the story actually said 30 days in the hospital, question mark. When she reappears, she's wearing glasses that are only for people who have traumatic brain and injury, question mark. We need to know what's up with that. And I agree with that. if there was any kind of cover-up, and do you remember this story, then I think it's pretty fair game to say, you're the Secretary of State, we should know what's going on with someone's health. We certainly know that with everybody else's. Bush chokes on a pretzel, that's a big story, right? Anytime the president goes and gets a physical, that's a big story. Reagan is shot, nearly killed. That's a humongous story. How many times in my lifetime have I seen, and you, no matter what your age, have you seen video of that shooting? The president is the leader of the free world. Anything that happens with the president is going to make news. Secretary of State, huge cabinet position, it's going to make news. But this is more maneuvering than anything else. Rove knew, wink, wink, what he was doing when he said what he said about Hillary in the hospital. He was making a point and he was taking a little jab. He gave a timeline that started with Clinton's returning from the trip to the Czech Republic on December 7th, 2012, with a virus. Then it was announced because of that illness, the other trip would be canceled. By the end of the week, she had fallen, hit her head, wouldn't be able to testify at the Benghazi hearings. We all remember that, December 20th. December 30th, she went to a hospital for a routine exam. A blood clot was found behind her right ear, between the skull and the brain. After her release from the hospital, 30 days had passed, is what Rove is saying. But you have to love Bill Clinton, who comes out swinging, as he should, because if I'm a Democratic strategist, of course there's going to be somebody coming back to say something about that. And, you know, then this discussion is, well, how serious is a concussion? It might not be permanent. It might not be damage. But backing up what Karl Rove said, there were a lot of doctors on TV that said he's not necessarily incorrect. So here's the thing. A lot of people, and this is the other part of this story, a lot of people at the time thought that Clinton was faking the injury to avoid testifying on Benghazi. Now you can't have it both ways. You can't say she was too sick and she's too sick to be president, so you have to decide which is it. There was a little bit of faking going on or dragging it out, or no, she had a serious fall. My goodness, here's this blood clot. That's serious. And question her health and age and the whole thing with the presidency, just doing it carefully and throwing little poison darts out. So it's either, you know, when you're juggling, it's either one way or the other. Some ball has to drop on that. And I think that was testing the waters. I think that's why he threw it out there. That's why he threw it out there. But the big news is, too, and you heard it, well, we talked about a couple of different things with Luke Vargas, but what's interesting is that Hillary Clinton has a new book coming out. Her first book was a runaway bestseller. This second book that's coming out in June talks about what she did as Secretary of State, talks about Middle East peace, talks about Iran's nuclear desires. And the book is called Hard Choices. And of course she has a book coming out, because if you're running for president, she's going to get rid of some of the things that are out there that will help to take her down. By putting a book together, starting to talk about things that happened, talking about things that she did, things that she had to tackle, especially because it's true. If you say there's a scorecard and I say to you, well, was Hillary Clinton a great Secretary of State? What would be her biggest accomplishments? Do you know what those accomplishments are? And the answer is there's nothing specific to point to. You could talk about world leaders and who had respect for her and who she struggled with more, but you had the Benghazi attack. That's a terrible tragedy, deadly terrorist attack that we're still trying to figure out, so that's not good. Iran and what's going on with nuclear capability, okay, nothing happened there, but nothing was stopped or solved there either. It's interesting because another person who wants to run for president on the Republican side, Marco Rubio, said that he would give Clinton an F for her tenure at the State Department. Like, she might say it's a positive one, but he's saying, what did she do that was noteworthy? What did she do? What did she hammer out? So this book will be interesting because I want to hear what some of the details are. Apparently, she talks about negotiating with Tehran, the crunch talks, trying to hammer out an accord, all that kind of stuff. She talks about the Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations. She talks about working, imploring, cajoling to three different rounds of face-to-face negotiations between the Israeli prime minister and the Palestinian president. Now, if she had solidified that two-state solution, that would be huge. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or whatever. If that had happened, that would be the moment. That would be it. So lots of frequent flyer miles, but nothing solid that she could talk about. Nothing solid that she can say. So what's going to be in the book about difficult choices? What's going to be tough that she talks about? I don't know. I'm assuming a lot of it's going to be what I just said. The whole thing that has to do with what she negotiated or tried to negotiate, I guess, and how tough it was to negotiate. But I can't imagine what else is there. And now they're talking about the Boko Haram thing and was it a mistake not to classify them as a terror group or not. We had Ivan Eland on the other day who said, well, classifying them as a terror group wouldn't have helped. In fact, it could have made the situation worse. Not sure if I agree with that or not. Because if they were classified, could it have stopped some of the nonsense? If they were on the terror watch list, could it have stopped some of the nonsense that we've seen coming from Boko Haram? Not sure. In our country, I suppose, more eyes on them, but we are watching them. So what's going to be in the book? Clearly the reason to write it is for this whole, you know, I'm going to get ready to run thing. So pretty soon the denials are going to have to start to turn into, yeah, I'm going to run. And then here's the other part of this. Is it too soon to talk about who's running for president? Do we have to worry about the midterm elections first? And so let's put all the rest of that aside. I don't think so. For the Republicans, I say you got to start drilling it down. Drilling it down now, find the right person, find the right card to run against whoever it's going to be with the Democrats. And certainly narrow the focus and don't have every Manny Moe and Jack who has an opinion that's a hard right turn saying they're running for president. Because then it becomes way too thin. The crowd becomes thin and people become disillusioned and the message ultimately gets way too muddled. Hey, coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I got a whole list of them, but it's not about my dumb things. It's about the dumb things that you wrote in and you told me. That's next here on America Tonight.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
All right, just a few minutes, we're going to go to Dumb Things. Talking about 2016, the question that keeps coming up is, Ted Cruz, is he not eligible? And what about Marco Rubio? To this, I would say to you, my friends, I have talked to some of the top scholars, constitutional scholars, and lawyers in this country. When we get closer, and if Cruz and Rubio decide that they're going to try to run for president, trust me, there will be more than vetting going on with this. Cruz knows that he can nail this. He's not a dummy. He went to Princeton and Harvard for a reason and has a lot of very smart constitutional lawyer-type friends. You know, that's why he was really hitting it hard in all senses of the word with fundraisers and whatnot. To be sure, he is renouncing his Canadian citizenship. Of course, that's the whole thing. He didn't know that he had it. Remember, his mother was born in Delaware. His father was born in Cuba. The Cruz family spent some time in Canada, left Cruz, grew up for the most part in Texas, graduated from high school there, went to Princeton University and Harvard Law School after that. So it's interesting. When people say, like, he's a dummy, I laugh because he's not a dummy. He's not a dummy by any stretch of the imagination. So it does become the question becomes, does the 43-year-old consider himself eligible to run? And he says yes, if you have that conversation with him. The vast majority of legal minds think that he can run too. And is there a chance that this could be shot down because of the whole Canadian thing? Yes, but it's very, very slim. Very, very slim. In fact, I had somebody do a mock-up for me to talk about, you know, do some fact-checking for me on this, knowing that we're going to be talking about it a ton. And ultimately, the Democrats could throw a curveball on this and really push it. They really could. And then the Supreme Court, when it comes to constitutional questions, they've never ruled on anything like this. They haven't ruled on this. But they could rule on it if this is challenged, the eligibility is challenged. Because you think of the Constitution, the natural-born citizenship provision. What does that mean? Does that include children born abroad to U.S. citizens? Is it 100% sure? We don't know what the Supreme Court ruling would be if that were to happen, to clarify the Constitution on that front. And that would be interesting because there is a very good chance that that could happen. Very good chance. In fact, I find it really intriguing. I really do. And trust me, I know from inside sources, make no mistake about it, if he knows he has a shot, knows he has the backing, Cruz is going to run, which means if they want to challenge it, if the Democrats want to challenge it, someone wants to challenge it, they can, and it becomes an issue for the Supreme Court. Wouldn't that be interesting, and it wouldn't be shocking either. All right, because remember, you can interpret the law. That's the whole idea with the law, interpreting the Constitution. That's why there's constitutional lawyers who make serious money on this. Sometimes the Constitution lets you down. You don't like the way, not the Constitution itself, but the way it's interpreted, because it's the way the law is interpreted. It's the way the law is interpreted. On that note, let's head to one of my favorite new subjects, favorite new segments, and the subject matter is, oh, so rich. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum. I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them, do they listen to me?
Right.
Oh, no.
Shut
dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Anytime there's a preliminary sounder that involves Monty Python, I'm happy about it. All right, so Joe, listening to us in Jersey. Jersey Joe says, Kate, I love that you're from New Jersey. I just heard you say that the other night. So check it out, honey pie. I was out shopping for sneakers, and you understand the reference. And I found some I liked. In fact, I had found a couple pair, but they didn't really fit. Found the perfect pair. It was the MJs, the new ones that are ridiculously expensive. I tried them on. I love them. I'm walking around. I'm on my phone all the whole time. I'm texting. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I walked out of the store with the shoes on that I was going to buy. Well, the alarms went off all over the place. It was pretty humiliating. I really think they thought I was trying to steal the shoes by putting them on and just dogging it out of the store. Rest assured, I will never do that again. I've never done that. I bet there's lots of people that do that. Especially now in the world of texting and crazy phone, all people do is look down and text the whole time. You start getting in a conversation or two, maybe you forget, and you walk off with the shoes. Although, I think your feet would feel funny, because you had the other ones on. I don't know. I can see how it could happen, though. So, Joe, I'm sure they forgave you. They didn't bust you for shoplifting, and it is kind of embarrassing, though. No question about that. Along those same lines, let's go to this one from Sharon, who says, oh, I laugh so hard when I hear the dumb things that people have done in the name of forgetfulness, because I am right there in that category, Kate. I can't tell you how many times I have gone to the store and forgotten bags. You know, load up everything, but I've left something that's on the counter. It gets shoved to the side, and even the people checking out, because it's so crowded, they don't notice. I drive home and it's the one stupid thing that I need, like the bag of potatoes for mashed potatoes, or yeah, the carton of milk that I needed for the cereal, or the poor dog, his little bag of dog food. It is never ending. It happens at least two or three times a month. It's almost a joke now, and I almost feel as though I should get myself checked out. But it just seems to happen. I think I go at a crowded time, and I think I need to go when it's less crowded, and maybe I won't be as rushed or whatever seems to happen by the time I make my transaction and get out of the store. Yeah, I can see how that can happen, but, well, because now there's not always baggers. So if you're bagging your own groceries and there's people breathing down your neck and you're hurrying, you slide your card through or give up your cash or whatever, absolutely I can see how you could leave something behind. It's definitely happened to me. Not a couple times a month, but it has happened to me where it just happened to me. Probably last week where I had some coffee. You know, I love my coffee. And coffee's not cheap. And I had like a pound of coffee. And it got, I don't know where it went. It was checked out. I went back to the store and they were so cool. They insisted I take a replacement bag. But I'm wondering if it was, you know, I left it, someone picked it up by accident or whatever happened. It definitely happened inside the store though, like she's actually talking about too. All right, here's another one from Hal, who says, Kate, this is the first time that I've emailed the show. I love the dumb things deal. I just happened to think about it today. I have to keep remembering to email you. So here's my story. I am so bad about getting my car washed. It's really clean inside, but the outside can get kind of gunky. We have a lot of rain and tree things fall on it. You know how cars are. And I travel a lot in my car. It is my baby, but I'm terrible at getting it washed. I think it's because I don't like to get out of the car, the whole car wash thing. It always seems to be jammed to me. So I decided I would try a self-serve car wash when I filled up with gas. I went in, and lo and behold, I forgot to close my back window. Well, it was way too late. I mean, I closed it automatically once I realized that water was rushing in, soapy kind. But boy, a lot of it went into the back seat of my car. It ended up being such a pain. A bigger pain than if I had just gone to the car wash where I had to get out and they took the car for me. Because I ended up having to clean it up myself. Yeah, they have those signs. Put the windows up. Put the antenna down. Put the windows up. Pretty funny. If you've done something dumb and you want to cop to it, send it to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in, just like that. Thanks for all of your dumb things.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.